Ja, Glück gehabt nach Rehm Nadig. So, wir machen da für die Tafel mit einem First Word on the Page. So, was ist die Gemara? You know where you are? Top of the page. Right. Can't find it. Easy amount of them to start the week.
Is it the first word I'm like? Oh,
Right.
but
It says, the Machlekes is a beginning of a Shadim. How many offers is Zikin? Not really Machlekes, but the Shadim listed 13 and we here mentioned listed 24. The Gemara asked, why didn't Rabbi Shaya list 24? The Gemara said, because Rabbi Shaya wanted to focus on the Mamoin and not on the Nasus. So Mela, he didn't include those that he has said. Okay, the Gemara, Edim Zayim. Now in the list of Rabbi Shaya was Edim Zayim, one of them was Edim Zayim. So Edim Zaymin to Mamayno, in the Gemara, Edim Zaymin, that's Mamayn, listen. Why didn't Rabbi Shaya list in his list Edim Zaymin? I mean, surely it's Mamayn. Why should we think Edim Zaymin is Mamayn? Says Rashi, the Chol HaMashalim, Yoisa, says Rashi, top of the page, first line, Edim Zaymin to Mamayno, the Chol HaMashalim, Yoisa. Al Mashiach, whoever pays more than what he damaged, that's called Knas Kegoyim. Examples: Kefir, David Vehe, Tashlumi Chamisho. That's Kori Knas. If you pay more than what you damage, it's called a Knas. Mamon is you pay what you damage. If you pay more than what you damage, it's called a Knas. What's an example of paying more than what you damage? Kefel, David Vehe, there's a guy only damaged, stole an animal that was worth 500 shekel. And yeah, he has to pay 1,000 shekel. Why should he pay 1,000 shekel? It's more than what he stole. Answer is it's a knas. Or if he shechted it, he has to pay 2,000 shekel. Why should he have to pay 2,000 shekel? Or 2,500 shekel? Answer is it's a knas. So that's called a knas. You're paying more than what you are paying, what you stole. Because it'll come on Ba'af Pirkin, like we're going to learn later on in the Pirk. But Chagoyin, Rashi says, it's also another form of Knas, but it's the same idea. Chagoyin kol dover kotzov, any fixed amount to Amar B'Torah. The Torah says sometimes, if you do this, if a person does this, he has to pay X amount. Chagoyin, chamishim shelo ines, umeyo. So sometimes you pay 50, and a person has to pay 50 if he's onus, if he's mefate. Sometimes he has to pay 100 if he's moitzi shema. So that's all got no connection, no relationship to the actual damage he did. Because you see, it's a fixed amount, like we spoke about last week. But, how can it be that somebody's mefate, a very low, a lady that's not very held high, in high esteem, a very low class lady, you have to pay the same amount as if somebody's mafate, very high class. Surely there's a difference. But no, the Torah is the same. You pay the same amount. What's that tell me? That the onesh has nothing to do with the actual damage he did. That's why it's not in relationship to the damage. Avol midyachine, but everything else, which is not more than what he damaged, not fixed, is considered Memoina. Big days of Pegash is not Pegash. Eidim Zaymim is Memoina. Because Eidim Zaymim is not a fixed amount. And it's also not more than the damage he did. Because the Eidim came along and said he has to pay $100. And that's how much he'd have to pay. And the Eidim said $200, and it had to be $200. So you see, it's connected to the damage that they caused him to do. Which is asked by the Yeshua, and others. How can we say here that Edim Zaymim is a moment? And Rashi says, it's called a Knas. Edim Zaymim are paying more than the damage they did because they didn't cause any damage. Because they wanted him to call pay, but he didn't actually pay it. So how can we say, Eidim Zaymim is a Mamoin, it should be a Malik Nas? Question of the Bnei Yeshua. So we answered that on Thursday. What was the answer we gave? No, sir. What was the answer we gave on Thursday?
What was the question again?
The question was, how can Rashi say the Edom Zerim is moral? Because the Agdor, the Edom of a Knas, is if you pay more than what you damage. Edom Zerim only wanted him to report, lose money. He didn't actually lose money. So he's it is. They are paying more than the damage they caused. So why is the Gemara calling it a Momoin? Why is the Gemara calling it a Momoin? Should fall under the category of Knas. They call Amishara, Yoyis, Amash, and Isi. It is a Knas.
Keep pace.
Yeah, what are you answering?
I'm answering the how why would be not a Knas.
Why is it more? Yeah. Why is Edom Zerim considered a more?
Right.
So what's the answer?
Because they, even though he paid it, well, first of all, he paid it.
Oh, that's not it. So we said on Thursday, Tosis said, you took my case already. He paid it already, and that's the case of Edom Zerim, that's Mamre. Took my case where he paid it.
Recently,
yeah.
Even if we didn't pay it, some cases didn't pay it. It's going to pay it the last thing that came in. This we think perhaps the Chiddush of Edom Zerim is that they wanted to say who made the pay. Shimon $200 in the of a mom payment. The Solomon name, they was only are taking the place of Reuven. So they recommend this also $200 mom payment.
If there'd be any way of me expressing the warmth I'm feeling in my heart, or the simcha, that this verse is just being said by Reb David, I would express it. It's very difficult to express. Unbelievable. I'm not saying a different tense. It's in a tense of a Cholavasa. A very, very good tense. I'm not saying that Edom Zerim come in place of the person that they were trying to cause damage. That's what they did. They are now in his place. So whatever that person had to pay, they are now that. So they are Mamoin because they are the other person. What were they trying to cause? They were trying to cause Reuven to pay $500. That's Mamoin. They were trying to cause Reuven to pay $500 in Mamoin. And that they are now Reuven. They now take the place of Reuven. So whatever Reuven had, that's them. So it's called Mamoin. Because they are paying Mamoin. They're paying what Reuven had to pay. Very good. Very brilliant. It's unbelievable. Let me just show Rabbi Yaakov. You should feel well. I just want to read out to Tzibul. Or the Chon of Asmen in Ksubas Ois Kuf Ches. He says like this. He says that the man Omar, the Eden Zomim is Momoin. How can that be? They're paying much more than what the damage they did. The answer is the ein chiyuv on mitzad atzmon. They don't have that um chiyuv. Elo shechiyuvi shel anidoin noifel aleihem. The chiyuv of the nidin falls on them. That's what they're paying. They're paying the nidin's chiyuv. The kimchi tzal anidin have a momoin. Since by the nidin, the one they're trying to cause, it's called a momoin veloiknas. Therefore, for them, it's considered a momoin malchus. Amazing.
So there's a difference also.
Very good. And Dov is asking, what would be in a case when an Edom Zerim wanted to cause somebody to pay a knas? Are they now a knas? So did Lachonon after Bisna Baskind that the guy has to pay that knas. Now that's no longer a knas anymore. That's now a moment. The whole point of knas is that a guy can be moider before the basin passes. That's an Indian of knas. That I can go to a basin, I can admit I did this, and I won't have to pay. But once basin passes, one person has to pay 50 or 100, he has to pay that. That now becomes a monetary chiyuv, which he has to pay. So they are only chayiv after they cause the guy to get psak din. So that psak din, which they caused the nidan to get, which became a moin, then I'll have. So that, there'll always be a moin.
So always,
even if the rotzu lechayiv knas, even if they wanted to be mechayiv knas, mikomokum nachri gmar din, after gmar din, kvar hu moin, it's already moin. It's considered a moment. After Psak Din, if a person was Nerochi, he was an honest son, so he's got a chiv to pay 50 shekel. That is what comes into the Knas until Basin strike the hammer and say he has to pay 50 shekel. But after they pass him, he has to pay 50 shekel, he has to pay Medin Momo in, can't be Moid anymore. And that's what they wanted to cause him. They wanted to cause him that Basin should give that. So they wanted to cause a moment. It's the din of the nidoim, which they wanted to cause, that's what they have been. Beautiful. David, amazing. You should be sitting here. I'll be in the shinnets. Isn't that amazing? I love to Shabbat. That the vat is that Edim Zoymin, they receive the punishment that they wanted to cause the other guy. And they wanted to cause a moment, so it's considered moment. You look at their chiyuv, of course, it's a knas, but that's, we're not looking at their, we're looking at what punishment they have to pay. They have to pay more. Why? Whatever they wanted to cause the other guy, that's what they get. Loyally, but if they wanted to cause a money, then of course it's money. But even if they wanted to cause in knas, they only need to start paying once it was upside in. Once it was upside in, it's money. Therefore, they are mowing whatever. They're always considered.
So don't need to have the terrence that they hated.
Right. Come to this, we don't need the terrence of Tasis. Come to this, we don't need the terrence of Bnei Yeshua that said we're talking about that he paid it already. But you want to be Mazbe Tasis, because otherwise you have it's a knas. Bnei Yeshua said that Tasis said that it was, he paid it because otherwise it's a knas. You don't need to come onto that. It's anyway a mowing. It's always a mowing. Because they wanted to cause somebody to pay, they get the din of that someone.
No.
So why did Tosis say, come to this matter? Why did Tosis say we're talking about that they paid already?
Wouldn't that be for covering all situations then?
So we said the Maram. The Maram said different tarots. It's not Mazik otherwise. If he didn't pay, so where's the Mazik? Obviously, Zikin had to be a mazik. I caused you a loss. Mm-hmm. I wanted to cause you a loss. It didn't cause you a loss. I'm not a mazik.
So how does that work with the realm of Hanubaswin? Because there, it's just sakdin. Having the view, creating the view, that is already, that's good enough to be considered a damage.
So Tosis is saying, we're talking about paid because otherwise it wouldn't be called a mazik. Okay? That's what Tosis said. We still have that question that you could still get the money back. What we spoke about on Thursday.
Right.
Joe Holland saying that, very nice. So in order to call him a mazik, he has to have paid. But our sugya is before that. I was saying, idim zoymim, are they a momoin or is they a knas? So he's saying it's got din of a momoin, even if they wouldn't have paid. It's got din of a momoin because they received the din of blood. Right? Yeah, so that's very good. That's the second malach. So we have malach of Bnei Yeshua, that Tuma he paid already. Doesn't actually say in Rashi either way, whether he paid or not. Doesn't say in Rashi either way. Bnei Yeshua understands the Tuma he paid, because otherwise we could have this question. That's it. Mishan and Yulisan Rashi Zik. And then Chonam Basman says different terrors. That they receive the chiyuv, what they wanted to call them. If you don't want to be a mom, they receive the chiyuv. Okay, there is a third malach, which is similar to what Yossi was trying to say on Thursday. Ibn Nochum said that once there's a psak din, then it's ki'ilu you caused the hazard. Once a psak din say that Ploini owes that money, it's ki'ilu passing the Ploini owes that money, and therefore there is that damage done. The damage is already done. Reuven owes money to Shimon. So they, when they pay back, they didn't pay back to Reuven. what they wanted to cause him, they are paying back the money equivalent to the damage they did, because a psak din is also called considered damage. Yossi last week was saying it's damage because people are saying bad things about him, he's got a bad name. I'm not saying that. The damage is that it's kapaskat, he owes money.
Having a judgment against you,
you owe that money.
That's the damage.
Right, and that is what they have to pay back. Yeah. You owe money, I made it that now your bank balance is in the red. Because you owe that money. I haven't paid yet. Okay, I haven't paid it, but the money, the psak's there that I owe that money. He owes that money. So they caused that hefsek. But still, mishalim, they're not paying more than what they damaged. They're paying what they damaged. They caused that hefsek. So we're about three malchim to answer this great question. Number one, we had the question, even though you're not paying more than what they damaged, because the guy didn't pay. The one derivative he did pay, that's derivative of Bnei Yeshua, of Pintosis. Second derivative is, doesn't matter that they didn't, that the guy didn't pay. They become into the same position as what they were trying to cause them. And that guy was a Mormon, so therefore they are Mormon. And the third Torah is a matter of not one that once is a psak din, that is the hezek. The psak din is the guy who owes the money. So that's considered the hezek that you owed him. Very good, beautiful. Couldn't have started the week.
Yeah, you guys have been noticed. Basic after basic, meaning even though it's in the bank account, it's a bit of the basic money
pit. Yeah, because they haven't taken it.
Okay, maybe it's viewed the way you view it, that's their money or not.
You're right. Basin have a right to take it. So maybe you could add to explain why it's considered already a hefset. Yeah, I don't know if you have to go that far. That's in fact that Basin already passed him. He owes it. There's no way you can get out of that.
I'd say he has now just that amount in his bank account. So maybe the fact that it's a psak already doesn't use it at all. So even if you want to use it, you can't use it.
I don't know. You're making up a certain halacha that says no. Basin could go into the property and take it, but we don't find anyone in halacha because of the psak din, he's not allowed to use his money. I wouldn't say that. Okay, fine. Very good. So we've got questions, which is Momoin, for whatever reason it is, like I just explained, listening. So why is it not mentioned as one of the cases in a Rishai's list? Answer the Gemara, Sovelok Yom Kiva, Rishai holds on Yom Kiva. Domaim Mishalmin al Piatzmo. Yom Kiva holds that Edim Zemim, that admit that they were Edim Zemim, don't need to pay. So what does he hold? If Edim Zemim can be Moide Beknas and be Potter, it must be they hold it, he holds it's a Knas. Edim Zemim is the din of a Knas. For the fact that he could be Moide and exempt himself, you see the Torah's Messiahis to Edim Zemim is called Dine Knas. Therefore, Rishai is not going to bring it down in the Mishnah, in his list, sorry. Rishai is not going to bring it down because it's got the status of a Knas. It's not so what you're saying that gets a din of that person. But since we find it's got a lot of a Knas, because he can be murder, the Knas is that. He gets the din, they even get the din of the person that they tried to cause. So since they could be moida, so moida beknas is potter, and therefore is not brought down in his list.
Does anyone discuss why that is, that they can just go run around, even though they have a psak already against them, and they can run to the basis?
So let's hear Rashi first, yeah? Sovelok Yom Kiva. Da'amah Masef is makis, perikam. Eidim zogrim, ein mishalim al pi atzmon. They don't need to pay al pi atzmon. If they're ready, and the Baldin wasn't able to quickly be to bear from them the money, or the Toivon and to claim from them the money. I mean, there's two stages. First of all, they caught out to be Edim. Edim come and say, what are you saying? So they caught out to be Edim. Next stage is that the Tobea wants to be to bear on them the money that they wanted to cause it.
It's not automatic.
No, it's not automatic. Neither to bear.
Why?
Because that's the halacha. Neither to bear. Everything of momentous, neither to bear. Based in don't just look around the world to see what they can do to give people money. Somebody wants. And the Gemara says, "Me baldovar nagish ra'alim. Whoever's a baldovar has to come to Beis to clear." So unless it's awesome or something, if it's somebody who can't come to Beis, he has to come. So he wasn't able to do it; didn't come in time, and they realized that they're going to have to pay. They went to another place and they admitted them. And they said, we became Edim Zaymim in a particular Beis Din. The potter from paying. That's Allah the Knas, it's potter from paying. Almer Knossabu. So you see the Knas. The Knas potter. Allah is a Moedim Knas potter. So why exactly Edim Zaymim have a. Why exactly by Knas? The Torah said Moedim Knas is potter. I didn't look into it now. So Sugi Marcus, Tafkim, or why should that be? But that is. Moedim Knas is potter. So since we find the Edim Zaymim, that halacha applies. That they can be Moedim Knas. So vice versa, it's got Dine Knas. Two questions are on.
But so according to
Rabbi
Chaim Wasserman, they
wouldn't
have that opportunity
to
even go to the place.
They would. Why? Because like we explained, I think you just spun out. Even according to Rabbi Chaim Wasserman, that they get the din of that person, but it's still a knas. They are punished in receiving the din of that person. Mm-hmm. So it could be considered a momin because they're paying a momin. They're paying that person. But it's a knas that they have to do that. So the halacha is they can be moed of a knas. And since halacha is moed of a knas, photos, I mean, it's going to be photo. Understand? Is that, you know what? We're going to penalize you to get the din of loini. So it's a hybrid of two things. They're paying the din of loini. It's a knas that they receive that punishment in the first place. So the moed of a knas says, I'm keeping moed of a knas photo. So Mamele, it's got all Dine Knas. So it shouldn't be, that's why Abishai didn't bring it down in his list. Because it's a Knas and Abishai didn't bring down Hilchus Knossos. Okay, the Gemara Kasha. If it's true that Abishai holds of Rebbe Kiva, and that's why he didn't bring down Edim Zeimimim, because Rebbe Kiva holds Edim Zeimimim as a Knas. Listening. Tregavni shoy, then he should have said two types of shoy. Do you remember we had a question once? If Mara says there's two types of odom here. Rishai brought down two types of odom. Odmatic shoy. But he didn't bring down two types of shoy. Shoy dazik odom, shoy dazik shoy. Why not? It's all the same thing. Shoy dazik odom pays nezik, shoy dazik shoy pays nezik. The Gemara, but Rebbe Kiva holds not like that. Rebbe Kiva holds that there's a difference in din between a shoy dazik shoy and a shoy dazik odom. This not Rebbe Kiva says, "Af tam shachova ba odom, v'shalim b'moisin nezik shalim etam that injures a person. He has to pay nezik shalim." And he uses the word moisin nezik shalim. To see what that word moisa means. But yes, the pain is a shoy. So we have a difference between a shoy that's mazik a shoy, a tam that's mazik a tam, how much you pay? Tati nezek. And a tam and a shalim that mazik a odom pays nezek shoy. So you should have brought down two dim, two cases. So when he uses the word moisa, moisa nezek shalom, what's this word moisa?
There is a difference in
payment. It means if they damage each other, if Reuben damages Shimon, if Shoy damages Reuben, and Reuben damages the Shoy, work out how much is the difference between the damage, and on that, how much he pays nezek shalom. Each person keeps their own part, but the difference between the two, that's how much they pay. For instance, my boss is not like that. If I take a loan from someone, $1,000, and he takes a loan from me, or whatever it is, then it's two different human. So he takes 500 bucks, I take 1,000 bucks. So I can claim from him 500 and he can claim from me 1,000. We don't say, well, okay, there's a 500 difference, pay the 500. It's two different dinars, two. One dinar, 500, one dinar, 1,000. But when it comes to Mazikin, Mazik, it comes to this idea of Shoy being damaging an Ottoman, not damaging a Shoy, then there's a dinar of Mesa. The whole dinar is only on the difference. That's the dinar. The dinar is on the difference. The difference is $500. Here he pays that $500.
What's the chiddush? Awesome.
There's a difference, right? What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? I said there's two loans. There's two loans. Then there's a din Torah on the 1,000 and a din Torah on the 500. If there's a loan of $1,000 and a loan of $500, there's a din Torah on both halves. It's not just one din Torah on the remaining $500 that's owed. No. The Tevea has to bring rice for one din Torah, one setting, about $1,000, and one setting for the $500. That's what it is, two different din Torah. A shenkin, in this case, of one animal damaging another animal, one animal, yeah, same as damaging another animal, but also about an animal damaging a person, person damaging an animal, there's one din Torah. The difference between the two, and that's a din Torah. Why is it like that? There's a Mok Yosef, which maybe we'll discuss a little bit today, but there isn't a motivation to explain. Why is it that by animals, damages, by damages, we do one din Torah, and by Chayim, we do two din Torah. But that maybe we'll get to.
Maybe
one incident,
but two incidents?
No, here is one incident, it's true. That's not the reason why. Yeah, yeah, according to the case, that's what we'll be. Yeah. We're going to say
different incidents.
Even if it would be, yeah. Yeah.
Even
then. Yeah. Continue. So that's what should come out. Okay. So that's the question of the Gemara. Gemara's got a question. If you're going to say we're following the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, and that's why you didn't bring Eden Zayman, we should have brought down two types of show, a show that's called Adam, because he has to pay Nezuk Shalim. One piece, that's another one piece. There's a chori. Let's see, Rashi. Sovolok Rebbe Kiva is the first narrow line. Sovolok Rebbe Kiva, the Omar, Mimsakos Makois, Perikamo, and the first pair of Makis. Eidim, Zoimim, Ein, Mishalim, Albi, Atmo. Oh, we did that, Rashi. That one we did. Sorry. In next Rashi, Rebbe Kiva. Listening to Egami Show. You see it? Rebbe Kiva.
Yeah.
Here, keep a listening to Egami Shoy. Should have bought two cases of Shoy. Why? Tor Rebbe Kiva. Yeish Chinuch, Bein Tashlomim Shel Shoy, Dazik Shoy. There's a difference. Yeish Chinuch. There's a difference between Tashlomim Shel Shoy, Dazik Shoy. The payment of a Shoy, the damage of the Shoy. Where the Aloch is, the Lei Meshalim, Elo, Chatzi, Nezek. Where one only pays only half damages. There's a difference between that and the tashlume shor da'azik odom. To payment of a shor da'azik odom, this non lekamon pekamaniach is a card, where it says, he has to pay moisa nezik shor. So there's a difference in payment. The moisa says, Rash, what does the moisa mean? Im chobal odom b'shor itam. If a person damages a shor itam, and the tam damages bodom, and the tam bodom, the tam damages the odom. V'somo shomo based in chavodom, based in estimated the injury shechoval shori ba'odom, that the shori injured the person yoisa is more than chavodom shechoval ha'odom, more than the injury that the odom injured b'shori. So the one of the shor caused more injury than the odom caused to the shor. Mishalim bala shor is the bala shor has to pay that additional amount. Okay, so that's the question of the Gemara. Why did he not bring down this din? Oh, tam shechobal the odom. They pay for his nezek shor, which is the rule. Then two dinim of shor.
Why do you assume that because we hold one sheet of the Akiva that we have to hold the other?
That's a good question. I've got it written down on the side. So, Ian, the name of the Seva Bechodok, and give a parak Bechol. In Mechavad to Agoyis Avram Jacobson. Yeah. The people asked it, actually. But yeah. Okay, the Gemara is assuming. Yeah. That's a good one. So, the Gemara is assuming that if you're Olo Kippa, you should have more than two things. Remember the Gemara? Rebbe Shaya. Rebbe Shaya, what goes into the rights of Rebbe Shaya? I have to ask you a few questions. What goes in the rights of Rebbe Shaya? What's Rebbe Shaya's conditions for inclusion in his list? Has to be Mamre, number one. Anything else? Has to be different than Dinim. Can't be the same Din, right? But as you said, the first point, it has to be Mamre. That's why you didn't bring down the Din of Oynes, Afate, Kefel, and Shoni. So, Fede Gemara, so why do you not bring down the din of Rabbi Akiva? The Rabbi Akiva holds a shoy, the damage, the damage of the person has to pay Moiser, Nezek, Sholim. So, shoy tam, the damages is what? Is it Knas or Mongol?
Or is it Mongol?
Shoy tam, the damages is shoy. What's the din? That's an edit. Why? So it's not some more, right? It's one of the Lakers, right? Lakers, whether it's Knas or Mole. So, we actually pass some time in the Knas. It's Knas. So, what about Shoytam that damaged the person? Is it Knas or Mole? I think it's Mole. Because it's Nezek Sholim. Because Nezek Sholim becomes Mommy. That's already a Chiddush. Why is it Shoytam a Knas? Is it because of Bechatzi or is there a reason why it's a Knas?
There's a
reason. So we learn that the Tosfos tells you because it's normally garbage. Right, so if an animal's guarded, from going a person, an animal should be guarded, should be going a person, anything more than Kolshikin, yeah? And yet, it is included, or the Gemara is asking, it should be included. So, one of two things, either the Gemara is going with the Tzad of Palgan Nizker of Moina, but maybe it's going with the Gemara, Shita Old, but Palgan Nizker is involving, so every time is really involved. Oh, you have to say some amazing kiddushim, which Reuven is saying it's contagious, this table there. It's amazing kiddushim that although tam that injures an animal is a knas, tam that injures a person is more. It's amazing kiddushim, and the door of knas of moment is not if an animal protected or not, but rather cuts it as a shalom. If you're paying as a child, then that's called mom. Pay a chatzinet, then that's knas. That's
shomua.
Shomua, if you're paying as a child.
Is it all knas?
That's certainly not knas. Whichever way you look at it, he's paying as a child, and it's also known that that he's dangerous.
So the Rosh then is holds as mom.
The Rosh holds as mom?
Yeah, because he says that you have to pay, you're starting from something, you have to pay a nezik shalim.
That's what
but
I
mom, huh?
That's what I regular.
Oh, right.
We're talking about Tom.
Yeah.
So that's one of two conditions there. Either we'll say this Gemara is going to go to Mount of Balkaniska Mamoino. Balkaniska Mamoino, therefore, it's brought down in the list. We have got questions. Why is it not included in the list? It's a funny question. Maybe a child Balkaniska Knoss. So the Gemara didn't want to take on that tab. That's one possible. It's a possible. Or is a mokoyim to start making a chidushim, which we'll have to, as we learn the Gemara later on, that we never got to this thesis about why it's a knas. But once we get there, this will definitely be a big marwok, a big brick in the binyan, which one day will be zikr to build and to decide and understand, investigate what's the vod palga nizka knas. Is it the fact that it's chatzinezek is a knas? There's no such tashlum of chatzinezek. It's only a knas. And why the knas I don't know, the Torah decided that time is chatzin ezek, it's not. And if you pay nezek shorim, then it's molim. Or is the reason why it's a knas is because it's not protected? But then it's really much more difficult to explain why it should be knas, it should be molim. If it's not protected, if it's self-protected, why on earth should it be? So this, if you learn your mahalach, which again is mockim to say it, and people do say it, and we got here a mahal mockim to be understand what does pelkin iska knosso mean. Here's a mahal mockim. We have an animal where if it injures an animal, it's a knas. If it injures a person, it's a mom. That's what we have in our sugya. If it injures an animal, it's knas. If it injures a person, it's molin. The Gemara said that Rishai should have brought down the list. In the list, he should have brought down the palgan in the din on and time that time that injures a person. Should have brought it down. So you ask, why bring it? It's a knas. Time is self protected. I've never dreamt that to do it. Says Reuven, if you pay nezik sholem, it's molin. Nezik sholem is molin. Now, door of knas is not whether it's self-protected, that's not my goal. Plus, if you pay nezek shorim, the Torah tells you you pay nezek shorim, of course, the Torah is telling me this is mom. I self-protected, it doesn't make a difference. Pay mom. That's the chiddush of the Reuven. For now, just put it, write it down, keep it somewhere in the belly when we get, as we learn more. Palganiska, we come to the halakha of Palganiska. This is a big mama. Okay? Fine, right. So that was the cute question with a major marvel. So says the Gemara, Tama of Kivlik Z. Oh, what's the little God question? Why did Rishai not bring it down? Why did Rishai not bring down the din of Tam and Mazik Chobal Ba'odom? Answers the Gemara. I take it around this line of Gemara, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no doubt you all had sleepless nights last night. But Tama of Kivlik Z, which means Reb Kiva broke his fist. When he had the chiddush, he was mechadish to us, and he ruined it. He had a major chiddush, and he didn't ruin it. He broke it. He broke this major chiddush. Why? What? In which way did he break it? The time Reb Kiva, even now, Reb Kiva said, "Yochoi, I just thought aftam shachovel ba'odom, where the halach is you pay nezik shorim." I might have thought Yishali min ha'aliyah, he has to pay min ha'aliyah. Every mu'ud, besides paying Nezik Sholim, is also min ha'aliyah. There's no cap. However much damage he did, that's how much he has to pay. Talmud lo'ima. So you might have thought also a Talmud tzchava ba'odom, pay Nezik Sholim, should pay with no cap, should pay the full amount. Talmud lo'ima, ye'osa lo'im. We doubt from that word, Migufoi misharim ve'enoi misharim minari. That a tam shechava ba'odom. There are situations when you don't pay the shechava. The cap, there's a cap. You pay migufoi. Pay migufoi. There's a cap. You pay migufoi. Migufoi misharim ve'enoi misharim minari.
We're going to be thinking about the office that the animal has to pay. Go there. Pay that should have a burden. If the shore or is a person.
How did Reb Kiva know it?
Yeah.
I think it was based on Sukkot. Yeah. Kemishpat hazeh. Kivim kushal hazeh. Talk to him again. More than from the Gimel Amalad. So he's got a Joshua which tells you that a shoyer is favored by Odom. Remember, there's two parashas. One's ki yigach, one's ki yigoyf. Two parashas go to an animal gory. The apostle says, Kemishpat hazeh. What's going on? Does it mean that just like by a show that's Nagaf, a show, there's a difference between a show Tam and a show Lord? So too, by show that's Nagaf and Adam, there's a difference between a show Tam and a show Lord? Or does it mean, no, just like the show Mord pays Nezek Shonim, in Mishpat Hazeh, so too, a show that's Nagaf, a Adam always pays Nezek Shonim. Mishpat Hazeh also. So the Dashan's commission was there going on the moon. But your Joshua, your salary, telling me that it's limited, but I just told you, only regarding how much to pay. There's a question. But whether the Gufo Imaliyah, on that he holds, you pay like show time. So it's a hybrid against one of these type of pshaos. So that's what he answered. Let's see Rashi. Lekzidei, lekoyche greifoy. So the power of his fist, he said, the gemalde gechidosh, the shorit tam peiz nedek shomim. He broke it a bit. What's the next part of Rashi coming to tell us? What's Rashi coming to tell us?
Lashon Biza?
Yeah. That's right. Where? Where's its word from? Zizi. Where do we find such a word? All right. Where do we find such a word? So says Rashi, the Omar Sanhedrin, the Pei Kame, Heirim Ligzize Vikom. Person lifted up, he raised his fist against. So there you find the word Ligzize means fist.
Adia means lift.
Yeah. Adieh. He raised his fist, Vikom, and stood up against it. So, this is what Kim said. Yochel Yisharim Tam Shachot Vodom Min Aliyah. Tam Eloima Not. Says Rashi. So, why had that help in our sugya? Shakach. And it turns out, Eloima Shalim Nezik Shorim. You see, that would be Nezik Shorim. Ela Kamoishat Shoy Shorim. If a Shoy Tam injured in the person, he injured, say, 7,000 shekels worth of damage, and this Shoy Tam is only worth 5,000 shekels, it only paid 5,000 shekels. So what do we see? He's not paying Nezek Shoyim. He's only paying less than that. So Mamela, Rabbi Shai is not going to bring it down in the list. If Shai is bringing down in the list things that are Nezek Shoyim, so he's not going to bring down things which are. There's no difference between the two. This one pays. The town that goes to Shoy pays Chatzin Nezek. And the town that goes a person also doesn't pay the Nezek Shalim. Also pays less.
Essentially, it does. You know, the method of working out together. Essentially, does for Nezek Shalim too. It's the same.
Only the different words will be separate. You're not cute.
You're asking
that this Shoy really is Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Just there's no money to claim it from, right? That's what you ask. Very good. Tesis asks very similar. And when we've done this Tesis, we're going to learn why Rashi didn't learn that Tesis. Both Tesis has a question on Rashi. So why is Rashi not bothered about that question? And then we're going to learn Tesis Teretz. We have to work out why Rashi didn't say Tesis Teretz. That's going to be that way. Tesis asks, like basically they ask me, there are instances where you would be in Ezek Shalim. We're going to see that in the second half of the first part of Tesis. Right. Okay. Very good. Brilliant. Tesis. You've started the Tesis here or not yet?
Yeah.
Altava Rekiva Ligzize. Rekiva broke his fist. In the Farish, do not explain the Chozer boy. It means he retracted. Rabbi Kiva said he no longer pays Nezek Shalim. He only pays Chatzin Nezek. Maybe that's what he meant. Okay, we thought you said you pay Nezek Shalim. No, he retracted. He said you never pay Ma'aliyah. Meaning it's a dam, the whole lobby. You only pay Chatzin Nezek. Don't say that's a pshat. Ain the first to Chozer boy. Don't say that you retracted. Midiktoni, since he said Shemeshalim Migufoi, that he paid Migufoi, it means he retracted. Because if you look at John and the Gimel, Tony Behedye, it says explicitly, Kiva Kemishpat Hazeh. Kiva said, I learned from this pasuk, Kemishpat Hazeh, Kitaktoin, Tiny Mood, Loike Elion, and not a Tam. And then the show that Yeh on Odom is a din of a Mood, and not a Tam. Yochel Yishalim in Aliyah. And he carried on in the same sentence, maybe he should also pay Aliyah. Tamaloi Ma'akin, I'll say you don't pay Ma'aliyah. See, Rav Kiva clearly holds of both dealing. Din Achad Yod, you pay Nezek Shalim. Din Sheni, that you only claim from the goof.
Kachton means what?
Yeah.
That's common?
No, in the parshas. You look in the parasha, you're going to perform it. You'll see the parasha talks about Shaitan, Shemot, and then talks about Shevet, Stegeach, and Adam. It says, Kimishpat Azeh, Kein Yosef Elohim. What does Kimishpat Azeh mean? So, the parasha in the Gemara, Kimishpat Azeh means the whole parasha, which we said earlier, Kein Yosef Elohim. And give us a note, Kimishpat Atach, the one we just said, Kimishpat Azeh, what was the one we just said? About Mood. It's always good to open up a chumash when you have these type of things. So the pasuk says here, "Pigach shoyish es shoyish of ameis sokir shoy veyochel b'sorin." Im shei nagar holmit v'shil shoy. Then after that, "Pigoyf shoyish es shoyeu." So these are the two parashas. At the end of the first one, it says, "Oyven yigoch abas yigoch kamishpat hazeh yirase loyim." That's the shayla. What this kamishpat hazeh is doing? Is kamishpat hazeh going on to say it's got exactly the same halachas of Adam and Shoy, or is the mishpat hazeh saying Mood has the same halachas as a Mood? That's the Ma'aser Taisu Ratzayit and Avin Gimel. That's the Gemara there. Mishpat Hazeh Yosaloi Kmishpat Shoy B'Shoy Kach Mishpat Shoy B'Adam Ma Shoy B'Shoy Tam Shalom Chatzin Edek Mood Nezik Sholeim Av Shoy B'Adam Tam Shalom Chatzin Edek Mood Nezik Sholeim Ev Kibayim Me Kmishpat Hazeh Ketaktoin V'Loi Ke'Elyon. I know. Rashi says, Mishpat Hatakhtoi Mishtoi B'Mood. The last thing was referring to Mood. And on that we're saying, Kini Osadon. V'Kro Kama B'Tam. All right, so that's the... you're welcome to look in the Gemara that Lamed Kim. So that's the... This is said that Lamed Kim was a Chizir, Kim was a Bukhtinim, he holds a Nezik Sholeim, and only up to the value of the animal. Great taste is the kasha, the pirusha kuntras, nami kasha. Kun to Rashi, there's also a difficulty here. Why? The pirush, now there's some words missing in the tastes, and the Gideon, and the side of the Gemara, they bring down the words missing from tastes. Yeah, what do you have?
Do you just said Rashi?
Pirusha kuntras. What do you have? Yeah. No, Pirusha Kuntras. Pirusha Kuntras Nami Kosha. I have a difficulty also on Rashi. Why? The Pirush, Rashi explained that here is a Kirsten missing and there's words missing in the tesis. So I have on the side, maybe you have on the numbers somewhere higher up, but there's a word missing. And it says, Rashi said, Ishtaka, there'll be cases, Deloy Mishali Nezik Sholim, they won't pay Nezik Sholim. Hello. That's the words that Rashi said. Here, Tosis got his question. The Afalga, back to Tosis, the Zimnin, Leka, Nezek Sholim. Even though you're right, sometimes it won't be Nezek Sholim. Kagoin Shashoy in a Shomer. For example, if the show is not worth Kidei Hezekiah, the value of the damage he did, although you're right, sometimes it won't be. Mikon Mopin listening, Trengam Yishoy. Nevertheless, you should still have said two types of Shoy. Kimin Dilipa Omin Iken Ezek Sholim. Sometimes it is Ezek Sholim. Whereas the David says, the conceptually there's a Chiyavor. The Shoy is more of a Hebrew term. There is a Chiyavor. There's a Chiyavor there. The Chiyavor is there. Then just, you know where to clip me from. The Chiyavor is there. So we should bring it down. To bring down some that have a chiv of Chatzin Ezek and some have a chiv of Nezek Sholeim. So why does he not? So what's trying to ask? Let's take this discussion on Rashi. So we're going to work out on Tuesday, Metzushon, Rashi, Mahalan, how to work out Rashi from Tosis, and answer, this is a very strong question on Rashi. Rashi said, well, sometimes not. So what? So what sometimes not? The time doesn't allow today for us to explain that. But Tosis got a teretz. And we'll have to work out on Sunday, on Tuesday, why Rashi doesn't know like Tosis as well on this. Because no answers Tosis, I'll tell you Pshatim. Pshatim Agrimon. Kiven de'im eshalim ele migufoim. Since you only pay only migufoy, the efsha lemisne gabi ois. It can't be included in the list of ois. Tamina lekamal, later on at the end of the Amud, we're going to say that you know why we're calling it ovois? Ovois nezikin. Where's the toldos? Ovois normally means the toldos. Where's the toldos? There's no toldos of oinus on the vater. There aren't any toldos. So why is it called ovois? So Gemara says, kulam ke ovois. They're not ovois. They're like ovois, leshari mimita. That you pay mimita. Always the Zikin paying Mimetam. You know, there's Ksuba, and there's Abachoyim, and there's Mazikim. Mishnah, the fifth peg of Gittim. And Nizokin. Nizokin, Mishamim, Idis. That's what the Gemara says. Mishnah says, Nezek pays Idis. So all these are listed in the advice of Abishai and Abachir, are all like Ovis. They might not have Tolos. They're all like Ovis. They share the same property. What was that? That they pay. Idis. The damage which you pay, you have to pay Idis. So, this animal that is Neger Odom and he only pays Migufoy is not Idis. So, it's not Idis. So, it can't be included. That's the answer of the Gemara according to Tesis. We have the question of the Golden Keeper, why don't you bring it down? Answer is, it can't. Because since Tavri, Rebbe Akiva exists, and said that this animal you're paying me gufoy, so even if it'd be Nezek Shalom, there'll only be me gufoy, so it's not Idis. It's only me gufoy, it's only from the carcass of the animal. It's not Idis. If it's not Idis, it can't be brought down in the list of Ovis. That's Tesis, very glad of Pshat. Very simple answer. So we need to know why Rashi didn't know like Tesis. So we have two questions. Why was Rashi not bothered about the question of thesis? And why didn't Rashi give an answer? Why did Rashi say his theorem? Why didn't Rashi say the straightforward answer of thesis?
What does Tosis do with Rav? Because Rav says that it includes canon. Sure, it includes canon.
Rav holds.
Could be canon be Mu'ah? Sure, only limited to the Mu'ah.
Yes, all of them. Yeah, canon. Yeah, well, right. So that's the answer of Tesis. Okay, so let's just sum up what Tesis did to us. First of all, Tesis says, don't say that Rabbi Akiva was crazy, he wasn't crazy, but right for that. That's not Shach and Tavri in Yemzizeh. That he broke it means he retracted. It's not what it meant. It meant that it's a hybrid of a Shiloh of two. So now Rashi tells us, so therefore you won't have a Matzah of Nezek Shalom. So Tesis says, but sometimes you will. It means the Chiyuv is there. It's the chiyuv of Nezek Shalim. Sometimes it will be. Just won't be able to claim it from. Okay, so you won't have the money to pay, but the chiyuv is there. So why is it not more down in the list? So Tesis doesn't like Rashi's pshat. So Tesis says, I'll tell you the real pshat. The real pshat is, it can't be enough. Because you only pay me good for it. It's not Idis. You're not paying Idis. So it can't be. That's the real pshat why it's not more down in this. It can't be called an av, because you don't pay me aliyah. You don't pay from the meter, you only pay from the gufu.
That's what Rashi's job.
Rashi's job was because we're not always paying as a shot.
That's the same thing.
Oh. No, Rashi's saying the reason why it's not brought down in the list is because they won't always be paying as a shot. Tesis says, so what? Well, sometimes you will be. So it should be in the list. Says Tesis, you know why it's not in the list? Because you won't be paying the meter. And the av has to be Mimetav. It's not Mimetav, it's Migufa. It's not Mimetav. So you're right, you'll be paying as a Ksholim, but from what? From the carcass of the animal. So it's not Mimetav. So it can't go in the list.
So you can't see that at all, Rashi said.
No. Why? What words exactly? Rashi said, because sometimes the Ishtakak, there'll be times when you won't be paying Nezek
Shalom. Because you have to have it from the ears.
Do you think Rashi had the problem in expressing himself? Tosfos managed to write it.
Rashi didn't.
Rashi probably knew it better than Tosfos how to express himself. Every word of Rashi is midik. Every single word of Rashi is midik. Rashi knows how to express himself. But Rashi meant to say that it can't be included in the obvious because you cling from the guf and not from the maid, not from idis. Rashi would have written it. He didn't like it. Rashi said, Ishtaka, there'll be times when you won't pay as a shop. The question is, what? So what? And there will be times when you do pay. And therefore, we have this question. The chiyuv is there.
So he's listing things that you can only collect full damages.
You can collect full damages. If there would be.
But you can.
It's not that there would be.
If you want things, then you always can.
Okay.
But that's not the same answer.
Answers what? Those are saying it's not me. Rashi didn't say nothing about it. But we have to jump on Tuesday. We'll explain why Rashi didn't know how Tosis, why Tosis didn't know how Rashi is a little bit involved. Doesn't have to be too involved, but just has to be clear and on the person like right. And where we want to move to. Oh, Hashem, they're moving a little bit. Oinus Mepata, which is the Gemara that I'm bringing down from here, till. Around. Bishleim the Tana Didon. You know, you can go to the $2. It's the same thing. Till the $2. If you have five blinds out from the end of the page, till the $2. If Yaakov Ish feel well, on screen you look very, very pale. That's probably because of the screen. But the whole thing, you're on mute as well. We also can't hear you.
My screen has got no color, it's just black and white. I don't know why, but I've never managed to fix it.
It does have a color that you want. Okay, that's not. No.
Maybe it's one because.